In my podcast, I will be discussing some of the rare, unknown facts about Napoleon Bonaparte. A lot of facts aren't really written into history textbooks because they don't deem it important enough to the actual events. But I think that knowing a person's past is really important to know the reasoning as to why they did the things in the future. For example, a lot of people know that Napoleon had a formal military training. But I learned that Napoleon was born into a family of minor nobility on Corsica. Corsica is a large island off the coast of Italy. I think that this is important because Corsica became a French territory. Originally, he was a Corsican nationalist. He was very proud of where he was from, but when he moved to France to go to school, he was teased for his Corsican accent, and he went on to change his name. He is originally Napoleone di Bonaparte, but he changed it to Napoleon Bonaparte to sound more French. He originally disliked the French a lot. He called them monsters, and he said that they were enemies of free men. He wanted Corsica to become more powerful than France. I think that's really ironic because obviously he went on to be the emperor, and as emperor of France, he took over a lot of other European countries. I also learned that Napoleon Bonaparte wasn't actually all that short. He was said to be 5'2" from the top of his head to his heels, but it was later found out that he was equivalent to 5'6". That would have made him an average height for a man of that time and region. Another fact that I learned about Napoleon Bonaparte was that he had a house built for him in New Orleans by Nicolas Garraud. Garraud was the 5th mayor of New Orleans, a Frenchman, and a very large supporter of Napoleon. After the abdication at Waterloo, Garraud wanted to have a safe place for Napoleon to stay if he ever needed to flee. Therefore, he began renovating a home on the corner of Chartres and St. Louis Streets. He said that this would be Napoleon's residence. Napoleon died later that same year, so Garraud moved his own family into that building, but even today it is still known as Napoleon House. As I learned of these new facts, I think that I realized that Napoleon had such a big following and a lot of fans and a lot of supporters, which is really important because without supporters, you don't get power, and without power, you can't achieve everything you want to. So without that power, without those supporters, without everything, he wouldn't have been able to become the Emperor of France, and he wouldn't have been able to conquer as many countries as he did throughout his reign. Through the research for this podcast, I learned that Napoleon Bonaparte was a big advocate of the arts. He wrote a romance novel titled Clisson et Eugenia. The book was about his relationship with Desiree Clary. I think that that's a fun fact to know because I never would have learned that from a history textbook, but I did learn it for the research for this podcast. Napoleon was also credited with originating the phrase, a picture is worth a thousand words, but that's not even facts. What he actually said was, a good sketch is better than a long speech. I think that that relates to my point of the podcast that knowing the past is important to understanding what he did, because a good sketch is better than a long speech to me means that he would rather just get to the point and show the people what he was going to do instead of rambling on about it and explaining it and then never getting to it. Thank you for listening to my podcast about Napoleon's unknown facts. Bye.